Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning. It's Monday, June the 20th. How did we get this deep into June?
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm already starting to get anxious pains about September.
Okay.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Don't mention September.
No. I'm just saying.
We're in the Friday of the summer.
We are. This is the Friday. June
yeah,
is the
enjoy it.
July is the Saturday, and then August is the Sunday, and
enjoy
I'm scared.
That's a good point.
I'm scared. Okay, listen. We got lots going on this morning, including the brand new Gay Games.
Yeah.
7:30. Jax, explain this one.
Okay, so we are going to be giving you the chance to win Lady Gaga tickets. I'm going to be putting cool. Adam and TJ up against each other. We're going to test their gay pop culture knowledge, and the winner is going to be deciding who gets those Gaga tickets. So we shall
see.
7:30 a.m.
Let's check in with everybody on the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Pretty sure this is the year of engagements. I don't know if you guys saw the news this weekend, but Jack Campbell of the Toronto Maple Leafs became the third Maple Leaf in the last couple weeks to get engaged. I got engaged like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Jax got engaged 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So Lee and Adam, watch out.
You guys are the same.
You and Jack Campbell, same.
Yeah. I threw you there into.
Hey, Jax, what about you?
Well, I just wanted to wish a happy Pride week properly. Obviously, we've been celebrating Pride all month long, but this is the week where the city really comes out. This is the first time in 3 years that folks get to get together. Yeah. So I just want to wish everybody a happy Pride week. Be safe and take good care of each other.
And producer Leah?
I just want to give a shout out to my dad who tried his very best to be here for Father's Day yesterday, but he got scammed on the internet with a bogus ticket. So, happy Father's Day, Papa Abrahams.
Poor guy.
I know.
Okay, is he gonna be here today then?
Yeah, he made it in way later.
Okay,
yeah, I have to treat them.
What's up?
Gotta treat him.
Producer Leah is one of the only people I know who have seen these two people live. In fact, she's the only person you'll ever meet who has seen these two people live. She saw Chris Rock on Saturday, but she also saw Tony Rock, Chris Rock's brother, in Orlando about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
Who was better? The answer will surprise. We'll tell you about it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so producer Leah went and saw Chris Rock on Saturday.
Yeah.
A couple months ago in Orlando, she saw Tony Rock, which we made fun of her for because we're like, well, you got discount Rock. But, you know, he's actually a good comedian as well. Mm-hmm. I didn't know Tony Rock existed, actually.
No.
But I looked up some of his stuff on the internet after, and I was like, okay.
He's funny.
Very funny. So, if you were to put the two head-to-head, because Chris Rock had the Will Smith slap incident. He is an absolute legend in comedy. I used to have all his albums.
Yeah.
Who's better?
Tony.
What?
In my opinion.
Really?
In my humble opinion, Tony Rock was funnier.
And let me say that you, like, are a comedy connoisseur. Like, you know your comedy.
I know my comedy. Yeah. Tell him, Teach.
She knows her comedy.
Knows his comedy. Right. Yeah.
That's me telling it.
Okay, so what was it about? Like, would you say Chris Rock's show on Saturday was disappointing?
No, it was great. Chris gives perspective, right? So he'll hit you with a very shocking statement.
Okay.
It's not funny right away. And then he'll take it back and explain the joke or explain the statement, which turns into a joke.
Yeah.
Tony, I would say, hits you immediately with a joke.
More of a punchline guy?
Instantly with a joke. And I love that because you get the joke right off the bat and then you continue to laugh when he describes whatever the joke is.
Did Chris Rock talk about the slap at all?
He mentioned it here and there very vaguely.
Yeah.
Didn't mention Will Smith's name at all.
I'm honestly surprised because we were talking, this happened a few months ago, obviously, and then he started his tour, 2 weeks after the slap happened?
Yes, it was, yeah.
And he mentioned how he wasn't ready to talk about it. It's been a few months. Normally comedians work pretty quick. And he might have, I was expecting him by now to be doing bits about it on stage.
I think he thinks it's maybe too easy, which I also think it's a little bit too easy. I mean, it's right
it's
there
the
in front of you.
It's the thing everybody wants to hear about, though.
But
you got to do something.
The only reason he would talk about it is to sell more tickets, and he's selling enough tickets. So the fact that people are going in anticipation of him talking about it is enough. Like, he doesn't even have to at this point.
A few years ago, Pete Davidson put out a Netflix special.
Yeah.
And this was right after him and Ariana broke up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I remember before I watched it thinking, oh, I can't wait to hear what he has about Ariana Grande.
Right.
And he mentions her for like 3 minutes in the special. And then moves on.
Says he listened to it and the song wasn't that bad or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
not even funny.
I remember being severely disappointed. Like, I still watched the special.
Really?
And I was like, oh, dude, you had this huge chance and you just let it go.
Really?
I wonder if Jax makes an interesting point because you go in anticipation of hearing about the slap, but you don't hear much about it.
Yeah.
Maybe on the next tour, he does. He's got a whole thing set up and ready for it.
Right.
Because probably, right, like you just said something interestingly. You said he's a perspective comedian.
Totally.
So maybe it hasn't been enough time for perspective.
Yeah, that's true.
And then if we find out that he started to joke about that on the next tour, we're going to that show, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Strategic.
Yeah, maybe
there's
Chris
something
Rock.
There. But anyways, Tony Rock, hilarious. Please check him out. I know I'm introducing him to all of
you
who have never heard.
Do you know this man?
I would like to meet the man, to be honest with you.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Father's Day yesterday, and I can confirm it. I had the worst behaved child in the entire city.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Terrible.
Everly's normally so good.
Well, it was actually the first time where after she went to bed, Natalie and I looked at each other and said that she was not well behaved today.
Wow.
And you know the thing is? It's probably my fault.
What did you do? What did you do?
Well, okay, so let me run you through how the weekend went. Because we have, you know, Friday night and at her daycare, it's like a preschool daycare.
Yeah.
So they're like super intense, like not learning to read, but they know the letters and, you know, they're, you know, learning different things. And so by the time she gets home on a Friday, she's pooped, right?
Yeah.
She's tired.
Letters so, are hard.
100%. Everything's hard. It's a lot of physical activity, too. So she goes to bed. And our plan Saturday morning is we have to go to Oshawa for my buddy, Steve. He's got a two-year-old. Don't get me started on this. But I was razzing him because he had a birthday party for a two-year-old and invited 40 people.
Special. It's a big day.
That's something I will not do.
Okay.
And I always give them a hard time, but she was amazing at that. And it was a great party. They did it in the backyard. They had a bunch of his wife is awesome, and she's a kindergarten teacher. So she knew exactly what to do.
Oh, cool.
She knew how to handle and throw a good party, and it was great. And Everly was amazing at that. So then, you know, it's an hour there, and then it's probably an hour and a half back because we get stuck on the DVP trying to get in to the city. So, you know, we're talking like 2.5 hours in the car already.
Oof.
My mom lives about 25 minutes away. So after Everly's nap, we go to my mom's and then we spend an evening there and then we drive back home.
Okay.
So now we've got 2 days and a lot of driving. Then my dad and stepmom show up on Saturday morning. And that's when things starts to get a little squirrely, right? So she was hanging out where we were fine. And then we go to the park and she tells me that the slide's too hot. I'm like, the slide's not too hot.
Yeah.
And then
uh-oh,
there was a meltdown.
Yeah.
Oh. And I said to everybody, I said, I think we should take her home. They're like, no, it's, you know, come on, we got to enjoy our time. Yeah. I'm like, I feel like we need to go home. But we didn't.
Yeah.
And she was kind of grumpy, but she held it together. And again, it's her grandparents. They're in town. You want to have
an
opportunity for them to hang out. So then they leave. And that's when it starts. And this is Father's Day. And you don't know why a three-year-old's upset. They'll repeat the same thing to you, like I want to do this or I want to do that. But really, it's nonsensical,
and it's not the real reason. It's like talking to someone before they've gone to therapy and they don't know why they're angry.
Yeah. And guys, I'm not gonna lie to you. We're talking screaming at the top of our lungs. We're talking tears.
Oh yeah.
And we're talking 45 minutes of it.
Uh-oh.
45 minutes. Wouldn't calm down. Now I've already been prepared for this because it's, you know, it's the terrible twos, which I have to say Everly didn't have.
Yeah.
And then there's like the threes where it gets really and apparently it's a good thing for their brain.
Yeah.
Like if your kid starts to absolutely throw every tantrum at 3 years old. Apparently that means that their brain is developing, so that's good.
Okay, good, yeah.
But there's ways that you can do this. You got to take a deep breath, count backwards from 10, all these things to calm her down.
It's like problem solving.
Yeah.
Okay.
So finally, I said to her as she's lying in bed, telling me she doesn't want to sleep. I said, "Well, I'm just gonna let you cry it out, man."
Yeah.
And so I went and I stood outside, and I waited and I waited and I waited. I sat on the stairs, and then finally she cried and enough. She calmed down. I go back in there, and I said, "Okay, you ready to go to sleep now?"
Yeah.
And she's like, "Okay, yeah." Oh. But she's crying a little bit, weepy, whatever. I'm like, she's tired. But then we had more plans on Sunday afternoon, guys.
Oh, no.
And so I get her into we're going to a pool party, Father's Day barbecue pool party.
It just doesn't stop.
And I know.
Wow. Yeah.
So again, you're seeing why this is my fault, right?
Yeah.
And so she's got her floaty on, and at first she gets in the pool, and she's not really into it, and then she's really into it because the bigger kids are swimming.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm a bigger girl now.
Yeah.
And she was back and forth across that pool.
Yeah.
for an hour and a half, just pumping away, kicking those feet, not going really that far, but, you know, I was in there with her. She was awesome. I was really impressed. And then we had to leave.
Yeah. Not happening.
And I want you to imagine how that went.
Oh. Meltdown. Meltdown.
So, you know, and I'm trying everything, guys. Like, I'm trying everything to calm her down. And finally, I had to use my dad voice. And I said, you know when dads get
dad? Give me your dad voice. Let's hear your dad voice.
It's hard to do when you're not a little perturbed.
Okay.
But it was just like, Everly. But a little bit louder. And I'm in the front of the car. You remember when your dad looked at you from the front of the car?
Oh, yeah.
And then looked back and you're like, oh, God, he's actually looking me in the eye. I'm in big trouble now. And then we got home and it started again. And you know what? I looked at, again, like I said, when Natalie and I were talking last night, we're like, we did this to her.
I really think
this poor sweet girl.
I think you should have taken it more seriously when the slide was too hot. I think that's the problem.
Who would have known? Who would have known that the slide was too hot?
How are you getting revenge on her today?
No.
No, my revenge was the best revenge you can have on a tantrum is a really good sleep. Because they wake up and they're fine again.
Totally new.
They don't remember it. But it was just one of those where you're like, and then afterwards you're like, oh, I feel so terrible because we overbooked the weekend. Yeah. You're tired. And then I'm saying, Everly, that's
Happy
enough.
Father's Day.
Ridiculous.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
In shocking news, Drake's new album, Honestly Nevermind, which came out as a big surprise, broke Apple Music's dance album record for first day streams. And that's just adding to his other first day numbers. Currently holds the record for the biggest album in Apple Music history by first day streams worldwide with Certified Lover Boy, and Scorpion was number two.
Yes.
So this Drake guy is going to have a pretty good career.
Amazing.
New survey found the worst Father's Day gifts you probably got your dad. These are surveys of dad. They said the worst gift they got, 22% of them said nothing. 10% said a traditional tie. 5% said socks. Disagree. We love a pair of socks. Other answers include macaroni art. Oh, sorry, that's not good enough for you. And a, quote, bad leather. Do you know, on average, every person is keeping 13 secrets? Anything you guys want to tell me? This is according to an associate professor of leadership and ethics at Columbia University. In fact, it's likely that it falls into one of 38 different categories. This is the survey done of 2,000 people. Of those people, 97% ticked off at least one secret from the list. Most were keeping more than a few.
38 different categories. Jeez.
Like love, sex, money, I bet. Yeah, a lot of categories.
30
is
the show
a lot of
keeps
categories.
Most secrets, do you think?
Jax.
Yeah, for
me?
Sure.
I'm an open book.
But people confide in you and you keep their secrets.
Oh, I keep other people's secrets.
Yeah.
My dirty secrets.
Because you have like 25 best friends. So
That's
it's
true.
There's no competition.
And the wild thing is, if you tell her a secret, she'll tell all of her other best friends.
That's not true.
Can't be trusted. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, guys, Jerome Schnettler, missed his chance to blow.
Jerome.
You know, every Monday morning I wake up, and when my head raises off the pillow, I feel optimistic and I feel positive about the week ahead. And that feeling lasted till about 7:13 this morning when Jerome decided to absolutely devastate the rest of my week.
It's true.
A few people said my name is Dan, but I can be Jerome if you want me to.
Yeah.
Good morning, beautiful hostess from St. Catharines. My name is Samantha Galvina. That trip to Napa sounds like a dream and would complete my heck of a year from getting married. Yeah, I bet it would. I bet it would. Yeah. You know what? That'd be a great post-honeymoon gals weekend.
A little treat.
But Jerome won't be going on that. Sorry, Jerome. You'll have to try to continue and maybe get, I guess he could re-qualify later in the week, right? But we don't have a lot of faith he's going to call us back.
No.
Now make sure at 9 o'clock this morning that you are not Jerome. Make sure this morning at 9 o'clock when we call out your name because you texted Win to 999-999 that you call us back within 9 minutes.
Imagine you're at a gala, all of a sudden Pharrell is there and he changes your life. That's exactly what happened over the weekend. Pharrell Williams, he changes the NAACP youth leaders lives by paying all of their student debt off. I repeat, Pharrell went to a gala and paid people's student debt off.
That's so awesome.
Awesome.
So I guess, all the youth leaders were at a conference on Friday, and like the pictures of these guys are just, they look elated. They were attending a panel, and then all of a sudden Pharrell announced that he would be helping everybody out, taking care of their student debt. These youth leaders, rather, are folks changing their lives in the communities and helping out folks globally. So these are amazing young black men, and Pharrell just wanted to help them out, you know?
and make them happy.
Get off, make them happy. Yeah. Make them happy, TJ. Oh. Yeah.
Because he has a song called
No,
happy.
I get it. I get it.
At least he didn't make a Blurred Lines joke.
Yeah. You know what? True.
Could have been a lot worse.
So thank you to Pharrell. And thank you to TJ.
Just a heads up. Coming up, we have what's called the Gay Games with Jax. Now, who do you think is going to win? Is it TJ or me? Because if you pick the right winner, you win too. Gaga tickets. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The first person to three correct answers is going to be the winner.
Now, if I want to win Lady Gaga tickets, how do I do that?
Here's the thing. As you mentioned a few minutes ago, you got to vote for who you think is going to win. So if you vote Adam and he gets it right, you could be in the draw for tickets. If you vote TJ and he wins, you could be in the draw. We're going to be doing this every day at 7:30.
Got it. And how do we buzz in?
You buzz in by saying your name.
All right, let's take it on.
Gentlemen, we know how saucy this gets. You wait until the end of the question. Got it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm actually glad you said that.
All right. Question number one. This trans actress rose to fame on Orange is the New Black and has used her celebrity platform.
Oh.
Hang on. For advocacy ever since.
TJ.
Okay.
Laverne Cox.
Hey!
Yay!
TJ's got one, baby. All okay. Right. Question number two. This famous gay anthem, Adam, play clip from... is what song and sung by who?
Okay, well, it's I'm Coming Out.
Okay.
And sung by... feel like...
Hang on, yeah.
Oh, God, she was... I think she was the first disco song in the world.
Oh,
you got 5 seconds.
TJ,
5 seconds.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
No, it's a woman. Donna Summer.
No.
Damn it.
People are yelling in their car right now. It is Diana Ross.
Ah.
Yeah. All right.
They should have known.
All right.
All right, on to the next one. Who was the winner of season one of Canada's Drag Race?
TJ. Priyanka.
Yeah! Just had her
the
in
queen
studio.
Of Priyanka, pardon
That's
me.
That's right. Yeah. You can check that out, 99.9virginradio.ca, or chat with her. This woman is not only, and if TJ gets this one, he could be the winner.
Ooh.
This woman is not only married to one of the biggest celebrities on the planet, she was also in Arrested Development.
TJ, Portia de Rossi.
Yeah! TJ.
Now, listen.
I know
listen,
my blues.
TJ got a bit of an advantage because he does have an Ellen look to him.
Yeah, you do.
So if you pick TJ, we could be calling you back right now. Make sure that you pick up the phone because you got to claim your Lady
That's
Gaga
right,
tickets.
Baby.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Be sure to check out Force Perspective at Dundas Square. It's a super neat, one-of-a-kind experience that brings advertisements to life by Force Perspective, which creates the illusion of depth. BMW is going to be down there showing off their new BMW i4 M50 and the BMW M4 CSL. Definitely check that out. Kate Bush is now the youngest and the oldest woman to have a self-written UK number one single. This is the song that everybody loves from Stranger Things. So that song came out in 1985, but then was featured in the fourth season of Stranger Things, as I'm sure you're well aware of because it's everywhere on the internet right now. So because of its newfound success, it's now landed at the top spot on the British charts. She's 63 years old, so she's the oldest woman to have a self-written UK single at number one. But also back in 1978, she put out a song when she was just 19 that also went top of the charts. But this is wild because the song was a song, but it didn't go number one in 1985.
No, it did not.
So bizarre.
Very cool.
A new survey found the worst Father's Day gifts you probably gave your dad yesterday. 22% of dads said the worst thing that they got was nothing. 10% was a tie, and 5% was socks, which I disagree with, love socks. Other answers included macaroni art, a bad leather, a pet rock, a fish plaque, and a plunger. You know how you get your dad a plunger? Robert Pattinson is the most attractive man in the world, according to science. He scored a 92.15, which is wild.
Yeah.
It's better than Henry Cavill, Bradley Cooper, and Brad Pitt. I guess the analysis comes down to the golden ratio of beauty, which uses a bunch of facial measurements, and they determined that Robert Pattinson is both Batman and really sexy.
I interviewed him one time, and I was mesmerized. I didn't get it, and then I talked to him, and I got it.
Sometimes you see people in person, and you're like, okay, I get it. The picture does not do you justice.
He's a sweetheart, too. I love him.
Oh, that's nice. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I like hearing that people are nice.
Very, very nice guy.
He seems
very
cool.
Nice guy.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And the reason you have a birthday party is it's you time. It's people going, hey, happy birthday to you. This is your day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes at 35, you still need it. Nothing wrong with that? No judgment?
No
judgment.
Felt now, like there was a little bit of judgment.
Yeah, sounds like
no judgment. No stank. Okay, now, but producer Leah,
yeah.
You found that to be a bit of an issue this weekend, which is hilarious because I believe that was the whole point.
Yeah, yeah. So let me start off by saying I enjoy attention. I like it. And if I'm able to get it, I will try to capture it. So that is why I invited basically everyone I've ever met to my birthday party on Friday.
Right.
Right? Not knowing that they would all, or almost all, would show up, which is what happened. So many people showed up. Okay. And theoretically, I would love that. It sounds great. Mm-hmm. All the people that love me are there to show love to me.
Yeah.
But while it was happening, I realized it was too much.
Yeah.
It was too much.
You're overwhelmed.
Overwhelmed. And also, my group of friends, I have like several different groups of friends. So I invited maybe like seven different groups of friends.
Yeah.
They don't all know each other, right? So if you're in a space all together and you don't know each other, I'm the one that's supposed to connect you to each other.
Oh, yeah.
It's right?
The first and two how hours am of I going to do that? Worst.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, TJ. So I felt the pressure of trying to connect everybody while also introducing everybody to everybody and also saying hi to everybody that's coming in.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah, birthday should be free of that. Yeah.
Yes.
You think.
It was not. So my other solution was, okay, if I can't be available to everybody, I'm going to connect them through alcohol because that helps, right?
Is a lubricant socially?
Yes. Yes, it helps. So I started buying like pitchers. And so that was also costly. All right? So keep that in mind as
that
well.
That goes against Leah's moral code.
Yes.
She doesn't like to spend any
money. No, not on my birthday party.
The cheat code. Whatever. The cheat code.
Yes. And it didn't work out for me at all.
But like, honestly, I can understand that. Like, you are coming out of a pandemic. You're trying to merge friend groups. Like, that's overwhelming. And like, too much attention on yourself can suffer you too much.
Yes. And when they all sang happy birthday to me, they put
that.
Me
they
like in a,
you?
A table and there was fire, like, what are you, sparklers?
Yeah.
Okay, of this beautiful cake that my friend got me,
was
and everybody was filming me like I was on a reality show.
Yeah.
And honestly, that sounds like my dream come true, but it actually happening to me at the time was too much.
The trick is with these things, because I said earlier, the first 2 hours of a party are a nightmare for that exact reason. That's the time when people who don't normally mingle with each other have to mingle with each other.
Yes, yes.
The way around that is you have to have one friend or two friends who are social butterflies.
Okay.
Jax is a perfect example of this.
Oh, she's great.
Somebody that gets along with everybody. And
yes.
You tell that person they have to be there a half hour earlier than everybody else has to be there. So then Jax is one of the first people at your party and can mingle amongst friends, and it takes the pressure off you. The other option that I found to be very successful is you ghost your own party.
Actually, I went to the bathroom several times just to take
Scream
a breath
the towels,
and almost cry. Like, it was so overwhelming.
What?
This is why, you know, and I feel you on this. Like, this is, I believe this is relatable.
Okay.
Like, for me, it was relatable in my 20s when I stopped having.
Oh.
And the thing is that, and I'm not trying, that wasn't stank either, but I just,
stank.
I remember that thing, exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because I'm not, like, I like my birthday, but I'm not like, I don't need a party. I don't have a party for my birthday.
Okay.
So people are always like, oh, did you go for lunch for your birthday? I'm like, why? We're not going out for lunch normally. Why are we going out for lunch now?
Because it's your birthday. It's your special day.
No. But here's the thing. I don't want that. What I want is my whole life is talking.
A long sleep.
I got to talk to you guys. I got to talk on a podcast. I got to talk to my daughter. I got to, you know what I want?
Yeah, talking to your daughter. It's exhausting.
I want some damn quiet is what I want.
Yeah.
Okay. I am at that point. I want a nap, man.
All right.
How are you a 60-year-old dad?
Yeah. Yo, I've always.
Leave me alone with my lawn.
On my birthday.
I get it. I'm almost like halfway out the door, ready to buy white tennis shoes so I can mow my lawn.
We are not the same age anymore.
We're not. Listen, Jax, let me tell you something.
Mm-mm.
Children age you.
Ah,
they do.
Okay.
And I think, Leah, it might be time for you to consider just being spoiled by your boyfriend.
That's not
because
enough.
Here's the thing. If he's a good spoiler,
mm-hmm.
My girlfriend's a great spoiler. She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a good spoiler in your life, and it's the one-on-one time, that's when it feels like it's like this day is truly for me.
Okay.
So instead of you're not like going from group to group and trying to hold people together.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need that.
And I wanted to go home at around midnight. Yeah. I just wanted to go to bed.
That's exactly.
And I couldn't.
Yes.
Yes.
So, oh, by the way, somebody's asking, is producer Leah a Gemini?
No. I am not. I'm a Cancer. So my birthday is actually
Gemini
June 26th, to be honest with you. It's next week Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so there's tons more time of you guys to celebrate.
So here's what I want to ask. Here's what I want to ask. 999-999 to text. Mm-hmm. You've heard producer Leah complaining about too much attention. Can you imagine? Must be horrible. Okay. Is she the type of person, is she at the age now where birthday parties are no longer necessary, or she should keep going? Now, Jax is shaking her head. No. Keep going with the birthday parties.
I love birthday. You always have birthday parties.
I know you have birthday parties.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to celebrate every damn day. Okay?
Wow.
Forever.
It's only one day, Jax.
Forever.
Hit us up. 999-999. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's part of life, realizing that you're just too damn old for a birthday party. Now, for some people, on our text lines at 999-999, you're not. And you, Jax would be one of you. Jax is you. She'll be having birthday parties at 83 in the retirement home.
Forever.
Throwing back her pills, doing a little shuffle with her walker. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest of us, there comes a point where it's like, okay, my social tank is empty. And producer Leah had it happen to her. Because, you know, it's the combining of the friend groups.
Yeah.
And it's the making sure everybody's having a good time when you realize, hey, this isn't about me. This should be about me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was too much about me and not about me at all.
Okay. TJ, what do we got on text? What are people saying?
Abby from the 905, birthday parties forever.
Yeah.
I unfortunately have to share a birthday party with my boyfriend. So the bigger the party, the more it feels like we're celebrating the both of us.
Oh.
Our birthdays are one day apart. I love a couple that have the same birthday. My really good friends, Natalie and Brendan, have the same birthday. And it's incredible because I just have to remember one text to send.
Oh, that's nice.
You should probably send two.
They get one.
Okay. Natalie and I are a week apart, and it's Natalie's birthday now. I actually like that, though.
Communal birthday.
I don't care.
Carla says, I agree with Jax. Celebrate life every day you're alive.
Yes, absolutely.
I just came back from New York where we had a great Gatsby-themed birthday party, and hell yeah, we had a good time.
Whoa.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Celebrate life, baby.
You celebrate life.
I'm going to celebrate your life. Whoa.
That's
whoa. Like, whoa. No, I know.
Whoa.
I know what that sounded like.
That was dark. That was dark.
May he rest.
Anyways, what other texts do we have coming in?
Somebody texted in, rest in peace, Adam.
Wow.
Last text here from the 647. I hate attention, so I couldn't stop having a birthday party soon enough. Now it's hard to get my family and my fiance's family together at the same time. So even just to go out for dinner, and if they want to come over, I'm always like, LOL, I'm good. That actually doesn't have anything to do with parties. I think they just don't like their families.
Yeah.
I read that again.
Listen, we've all been there.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Want to remind you, at 9 o'clock, $5,000 or a trip to Napa Valley with three of your friends, stay K or vacay. Text win in your name to 999-999 right now, and we'll call it a name at 9. In the meantime, it's the last time you get dressed up. Like, you actually went out and you're like, I'm going to look good. I'm going to look somewhat formal.
I'm putting on a blazer.
So you did that this weekend, TJ, for the first time since when?
It feels like 3 years.
Yeah.
Probably since seeing Cats Live.
Cats the Musical.
Oh, that's
right.
Yes.
Yesterday, I went to Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
How was that?
It was the most incredible
really?
Thing I've ever seen in my life. It was so amazing.
I've heard it's so, so good.
It's at CAA Mervish Theater, the one on Victoria Street, like right by the Eaton Center.
Yeah.
And it's unbelievable. There's like magic in the show.
Cool.
And you think, like, you've seen a stage performance, you're like, I think I know where the wires are, but it blows your mind the stuff that they do on the stage.
Really?
And if you're a big Harry Potter fan, it hits on all the right tones. My fiance Val and I watched all 8 or 9 movies over Christmas, so it was like fresh in our mind, and we went to this, and it hits on all the old points that like you want, like you see characters that you want to see.
Yeah.
It's an incredible performance. But I wore a blazer, which is the important part of this. And I felt like a grown-up again for the first time in like 3 years.
I had to wear one for the Father's Day episode of Marilyn Dennis Show.
You looked so nice.
Friday,
yeah.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I went out. I had to have a stylist help me find the stuff because I'm terrible at picking out clothes. But Erica, who's on the show, came out with me. And she kind of helped pick out some things. But, you know, I'm with you, TJ. Like, when you feel – it's super weird, but when you feel those, like – you feel it all kind of fall into place on your shoulders when you put on a jacket. Now, Jax wears dressed up clothes all the time. Like sometimes Jax comes in and looks like a maitre d'.
Thank you.
You look good. You're always sharp. And then you do your morning hits on Tuesdays,
right?
Yeah,
I do TV every Tuesday, so I usually dress up a little bit for that. But I like to dress up. Like, I love putting on a blazer and, like, a full suit.
Love Zara.
I do love Zara, yes. I do love Zara. I love just, I love getting a little fancy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to the ballet last Sunday, too, and I had dressed
up
for that.
You went to the ballet? That's right.
I did. I went and saw Swan Lake, and it was absolutely magnificent, and I got dressed up for that. But people, like... They really get dressed up.
I saw a guy in a bow tie last night.
Wouldn't you have tails on for the ballet?
Tails on, full gowns.
Yeah.
And these are like folks that like gowns? Are like season, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Full gowns, like season pass holders.
Formal.
Did you see people with those like weird binoculars on the stick at the ballet?
They're not weird. They're actually very functional. Like, that, they're there for a reason. Yeah.
Oh, Jax is one of those people now.
Well, I was so
high. Sorry, TJ, we've been left behind. Yeah.
I was so high up because I'm not rich enough to go to the ballet that, like, I was in the highest section.
High up. That's how you're acting right now.
And some people had binoculars, but, I get it, so you can see what's happening.
Of course. Well, there you go.
Like, they work. You want to see what's going on the
absolutely.
Stage. Use the little binoculars.
How wealthy are you if you have little golden binoculars at the ballet?
Who said they're gold? They're just to help
people
see.
They have to be gold.
And they have to be lightweight. Listen. Jax, we get it. You're fancier than us.
What is happening here?
We get it.
Listen, Jax, you bought a ticket on the Titanic and you survived. You're welcome.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, it being a Monday, I wanted to ask you, do you think you would feel a little bit better if you knew the week was over by Thursday? Because in a couple weeks, that's what it'll be. You know, you've got next week, actually, you've got Friday, July 1st, you get the day off.
Yeah.
But what if that was every week? Because TJ's talked about this in his trending, but the UK is testing out this 4-day work week thing. And they're saying that essentially, I think you work the same amount of hours. Like, I think you work longer on the 4 days.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
It's literally 8-hour days. You get paid a full compensation. It's just 4 days.
But every weekend's a 3-day weekend. And, you know, the UK government has now come out and said, they're the first government to do so, this could be beneficial to some businesses.
Okay, but are you getting a pay cut if this happens?
No. Same compensation.
They actually found that workers are more efficient and they're happier, which, you know, means that they work better because they have more fulfillment in life and that thing. So it's like it weirdly increases efficiency.
But from a business standpoint, I could see why the businesses would be like, no.
Well, if the business is going to do what's best for the business. So if they find that they get if you get we all go to work for 5 days or 8 hours or whatever it is, however long you work. But how much of it is spent really working and how much of that is spent, you know, goofing off and talking to people and going out for lunch and checking on your Instagram or whatever it is that you do? What if it was a shorter amount of time, but it's the same amount of work got done?
I think it's a really great theory. I just don't think people will work harder in 4 days rather than 5.
I don't think that the whole point is to work harder. I think it's more focused.
I'm interested to see the longevity of it because, like, they're early into this study. It's maybe a month old, right? Which means it's new, it's exciting, people want it to work. But where are we going to be at 6 months, a year into this when it becomes, oh God, I hate using this phrase, the new normal for them? Yeah. And then you get a little bit complicent.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Start mailing it in.
Yeah, maybe if you put me on 3 days. Just one
Jax,
day, you'll have no idea.
We're working towards that. Shut up. That's part of the plan.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, producer Leah, what do we got in star of the show?
The star needs to be Gay Games. We are starting it this week, and it's all throughout the entire week. It's going to be at 7:30 every single morning this week.
Gay Games for Gaga tickets.
There you go.
Yeah,
and it's for
baby.
Gaga tickets. It just works so well.
Yes.
Who won today?
You want to answer that for yourself?
No, you can.
You know who won? Who won? The person who won the tickets.
Yeah.
Good answer.
No, TJ beat me in Gay Games. But don't worry, listen, there are 4 days left. This ain't over.
That's right.
Oh, I like that.
This ain't over.
All right.
Coming back.
All right, we'll see you about tomorrow.
All right, so we hope you have a wonderful day. Sun should come out towards the end of it, and then tomorrow and the next day and the next day are ridiculously hot and a lot of sunshine and some thunderstorms, too, so you can get cozy. Love you.
Love you.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.